brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Three, Mike Adams will be arriving in the next 10-15 minutes. Key breaking news with him. Got a whole list of it here. Here's some of the news we've got. Pastor plans toy gun buyback program. See, the idea is guns themselves are bad. Instead of guns being something to protect you from a rattlesnake, something to go hunting to get you food, something, you know, it's dangerous, but kids got to learn things are dangerous. The problem is you got people that never been around gun culture now getting guns and, you know, their four-year-old picks it up and shoots themselves. Just amazing. But see, it's the idea of, oh, it's of the Lord to turn your gun in. It's of the Lord to roll over to evil. Totally unbiblical. The Pharisees were planning to set Christ up, and he wasn't ready to be killed yet. So he turned the other cheek to make the guy look like a fool. See, everything in there is about the particular story and time. It's like a handbook on how to behave, and it's all varied. But I guess the average dumbbell out there doesn't know how to understand the Bible, which saddens me. That's why they want you dumbed down. Let's talk to Brian in MASH. Gold in the economy is what you called in about. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, I just wanted to touch upon your last comments. I agree, though. You're with Michael Savage. He's a good guy overall. Compared to all the rest of the radio hosts, he's no Mark Levin. He's no Sean Hannity. I think he's a good guy. So I wouldn't doubt that you have to go with Ann Coulter on him or anything like that.
Now, that's somebody I'd like to get on is Ann Coulter. Bad-mouthing libertarians saying the Japanese ought to be thankful for Fukushima. I mean, you know, again, she just says outlandish stuff to get attention. It's one thing if you say outlandish stuff that's real to get attention to the problem. I'm all for publicity if it's real. Life is sensational. But my issue with Ann Coulter is, since you bring her up, is that she's just always saying really stupid stuff. Go ahead.
No, I mean, when you interviewed her back in 2002, I mean, you tried to be nice to her, but I mean, she said she didn't care about the Second Amendment. She had no interest towards actual civil liberties. The only thing she said she was concerned with was the war on quote unquote terrorism.
No, it's so, a fake lawyer response. And that shows the hysteria they had when they staged 9/11. Was that I don't care about the Second Amendment anything. I'll do anything. Yeah, I'd forgotten she said that. Get rid of everything to fight the terrorists that the government publicly runs, which is admitted, but I'm not supposed to talk about it like it's rude if I bring that up. The stupid Al-Qaeda is being used to take our liberties. We're the target, not Al-Qaeda.
That's right. And when you say, well, what about George Bush after the Second Amendment? She said, that's not a concern to me. Nothing's a concern. Nothing's a concern. The only thing that you have to be worried about.
Yeah, no. These pundits that the establishment pushes are good at just putting out arguments. And people think they put out dumb arguments because they're talking to a dumbed down population. That's the chicken and the egg deal. The dumbing the argument down is what dumbs you down. It's not that they dumb it down because you're dumb. They dumb it down to make you dumb, and now they have made us dumb. But we can reverse that. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely. That's what I actually did.
And by the way, she sounds like a genius compared to an MSNBC person. You know, because you see, there's stuff like Ann Coulter and clowns like her. They're not even on the radar screen, man. I mean, the stuff on MSNBC and CNN, now that is dangerous. I mean, that is just, I turn it on and I'm like, am I actually seeing this crap? Where they sit there and there's no world government, there's no drones, there's no corruption. Alex Jones is bad. He said they said burn it down. He's helping Dorner. He loves Dorner. I mean, it is just a pack of lying, knuckle-dragging enemies.
Oh, yeah. And you're a racist. You don't mean either way, right?
Yeah, it's like, hey, I don't want socialism. Racist, right? I mean, it's like, what does it even mean?
What is it? Yeah, that's the, they do the thing that's called a distraction.
It's like a squid shooting ink at you. Exactly. That's the new liberal defense thing, is a pair of scissors against a gun or to crap on yourself. Did you see that last week? They said if you're being raped, vomit or urinate on people, like liberals are now like squid, they're going to projectile crap on us. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly. Within days, the episodes became less frequent, and by a month, they completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live, back Sundays 4 to 6 with a Sunday live transmission. And every weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWarsNews.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, the nightly news. The people like Immortal Technique in studio for an hour and 20 minutes last Friday. A lot of big breaking news coming up this week. Thank you for joining us. I will get to more of your calls from Tim and Zachary and everybody else that's holding. Mike Adams is here in studio with us, TheHealthRangerNaturalNews.com. And Friday, are you still set to guest host for me? I actually plan on being here. It's just I've got so much to get done. I have to actually take off to get stuff done, just like I know you have to. Hey, you brought a Barrett 50 cal mag in here.
Well, yeah, I figure, you know, there's all this talk about reducing the size, the capacity of magazines. And so if it comes down to a 10-round limit, these are the 10 rounds that I want. Barrett 50 cal.
And it looks like you've got the actual Army version there. You got the tan one?
This is from the M107A1 Flat Dark Earth 29-inch barrel magazine. This is the new improved magazine over the 82 model.
Yeah, because you can actually see the numbers there.
Yeah. So go Barrett. I tell you.
I'm all about going Barrett.
Yeah, even 7 rounds in here would still be effective, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. I'll show you mine if you show me yours.
What? I don't have a rifle. I just have a magazine. What are you talking about?
No, Yeah, it's awesome. It's addicting shooting them. You don't want to go back to anything else.
It's a masterful piece of machinery. It's a work of art. It's great stuff.
Hey, how obvious does it have to get with the 2 billion rounds of ammo, the veterans getting letters for gun confiscation, the official Justice Department recommending confiscating everything, the Army training to take on gun owners, and the main company with these mini helicopters that are hundreds of thousands of dollars a piece, that the first time they launched one in Houston, it crashed. It's just $400,000, though. $200,000 Homeland Security, $200,000 of our money. And the counties everywhere are buying them with grenade launchers, shotgun mounts, and they're just announcing war on us, and they'll just write more old ladies tickets to do it. They're going completely nuts. And it's all happening.
Well, the thing that really gets under my skin, Alex, is that they sign up people to join the military and say, well, we're going to train you, you know, and part of the message is we're going to train you to be a killer. You know, we're going to train you to be aggressive. We're going to train you to be a tactically.
You must not hesitate or you will be dead, Marine.
But then they say, then they twist it, the catch 22, they twist it and say, oh, well, what we trained you to be, well, that's a mental illness. And so now we're going to send you home and say you're mentally ill because you were trained in the way.
And by the way, when we confirmed it, they're CPSing guys that have their legs and arms blown off, wives working. They go, and you're mentally ill too, never in the military. Right. We're taking your kids, your guns. They are abusing them. And the cover story is that the NFL and everywhere, we love the troops, we love the troops. That's the cover that they hate them and are going after them.
Mental illness is the new medical fascism. In America, they can use mental illness to take away not only your gun rights, but also your First Amendment rights. What's to stop them from saying, if you're diagnosed as mentally ill, you can't have a website. You can't exercise your First Amendment or your Second Amendment. What's to say you don't even have a Fifth Amendment?
Well, you know about, in their new handbook. Well, that's like school nurses and teachers prescribing Prozac, Ritalin, all, you know, those are the old drugs, the new drugs as well. With never even a doctor's visit. I mean, it's enough if you went to the fake psychiatrist and they did a diagnosis. It's just totally fake. Remember when Prozac and now other families of drugs do free mail-outs of samples?
Oh, yeah.
It's a hallucinogen.
Yeah. Well, and the thing that really gets me is that veterans, when they do a couple of tours in war and they come home, they're wiser. They wise up to things. They get informed. They come home, they're smarter. They know a little bit more about globalism and why the wars are really being fought and what's going on. They learn about the VA, how the VA hospitals just abuse or are negligent.
Well, no, but that's because the veterans are seen as evil demons that are dangerous.
Well, right.
The government hates the vets.
Absolutely. And then, of course, but the government says, oh, we all have to stand up and salute and play the Star Spangled Banner. Let's honor the vets. That's their public thing. And I agree. Let's honor the vets. But let's honor them after they come home. Let's honor them with VA.
But, Mike, don't you see that it's the cover? All the over-the-top troop this, troop that on every show, every company?
Yeah.
Even the companies themselves may actually be buying into it, but the push to do this is the weird cover where the troops are being told they're loved to get new people to join, like it's the coolest thing in the world, and then while they're actually abusing them, it doesn't fit with the script. So even though vets are having their kids taken, drugged, attacked, their guns taken, all this happening, it doesn't compute. It's a smokescreen.
No, they're being exploited. They're being used and then thrown out like an old doll or something. They're just being used and thrown away. And then stripped of their rights. Now, the veterans are the people who should have the Second Amendment rights more than anybody in America.
Why are you an extremist? I mean, come on. Vets shouldn't be able to own guns, and the government loves us.
I think more vets need more of these right here, these 50 cal Barrett.
Well, I mean, here's the deal. They also sell an idea that no one can ever be killed, there can't ever be accidents, there can't ever be a problem. The truth is the world's a violent, crazy place, and anytime they say collectively a whole group's bad because statistically a few people might do something wrong, that is classical authoritarianism where somebody does something wrong in the town, so everybody has to go do forced labor.
Well, look, let me be clear. I'm with the vets 100%, and if it comes down to a shooting war in this country, which we hope never happens, we want to avoid that.
Yeah, the government wants it.
The government wants it, but can you imagine the gun-grabbing liberals versus the armed veterans? Who's going to win that fight? I'm with the vets, man.
Well, our problem is they're going to pull PSYOP. They're going to kill innocent people. They're going to attack large concentrations of children. And then have a computer morph of patriots saying, you know, Mike Adams or Alex Jones, kill the children. Yeah. And folks need to know that's not real. That'll never happen. You got to know the government's evil. They're foreign run. anything they put out's a lie, they're the enemy.
I bet
none of it. It's pure BS. It's like Tokyo Rose saying that, that Japan had won the war even as atomic bombs were being detonated. Okay, it's pure bull.
Yeah. And I wouldn't be surprised if they've already digitized your face and your voice, and they've got it ready to go, like messages from Alex Jones that are completely fabricated.
Of course.
No. CG. You know, Hollywood graphics at your service right there. They can do
look,
that.
We know they're the enemy. It's done. No matter what they do, it's pure bull, folks.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well,
what do you think about the Dorner situation? I mean, they say burn that mother down, burn that effer down, burn down the house. Yeah. Okay, we're placing the burners. We have fire. It's burned down. Mission complete.
Well, we're doing a parody video on that with Billy Joel's song, We Didn't Start the Fire, with being sung by the LAPD. It'll be out this week.
We didn't start the fire. Yep. It's been burning.
And it's also got Bill Clinton singing that over Waco. And it's got...
We didn't start the fire.
That's it.
It's been burning since the world was turning.
Yep. So we're doing a parody on that because, you know, the globalists hate to be made fun of. That's the one thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we have drones. We have troops. We have black uniforms. Yeah, your black uniform doesn't scare me. It makes me want to stomp your butt.
Yeah, it's scary what they think they can get away with. I mean, you know, Ron Paul just talked about it yesterday about the armed raids of raw milk producers. You know, James Stewart's been a guest here on your show. That doesn't happen in China. That doesn't happen in North Korea. It doesn't happen in Cuba. They don't take guns to farmers and say, give us your raw milk or force them to pour it down the drain. Only in America is the government using these assault weapons, true full auto assault rifles, like the DHS has just bought 7,000 more, to go against food and nutrition.
And to act like it's all evil. It's all dress up.
Well, right.
It's all behaving as if we did a year and a half sting of the Amish who were publicly selling milk to their neighbors that begged, who were a fake family.
No, that milk.
They did that to act like it was something dirty for the moron jury.
Well, no, James Stewart was distributing raw milk mostly to mothers who couldn't breastfeed, and they were feeding the raw milk to their babies.
So evil.
When the feds came in and took that food and destroyed it, over $50,000.
So evil. That
those babies went hungry that day.
Good. They need shots. Babies don't need food. They need mercury shots.
Apparently. And he's still facing sentencing, by the way, in L.A. County, I believe. You know, it's not over for James Stewart. I mean, that guy is the unsung hero of the food freedom movement, and no one will.
Well, I think his organs should be harvested.
Well, they practically tried to do that to him in L.A.
No, I mean, I say execute him and his entire. I mean, I think the government's God. I don't think you're a sick person.
That kind of approach may be coming soon from...
I love Stalin.
Yeah, well, give him one of these, man.
Hey, have you heard the media? Hitler and Stalin and Mao didn't take any guns. Have you heard that? They're now saying we're liars, and Google has gained the search results.
I am aware that there is an attempt at a truly hypnotic amnesia being cast like a spell on the people. And I'm not joking. This is not satire. There's hypnosis.
No. They're worried that we'll go, wait, they took the guns before and this happens?
Yeah.
And so they're going, Alex, they're actually saying, Alex lied to you on Piers Morgan. Hitler, Stalin, and Mao did not take the guns.
Right. Well, there is no greater hypnotist in politics today than Obama. He's a hypnotic speaker, better than Clinton ever was. And Clinton was a brilliant...
How dare you.
Answer. But... Obama's even better, a better master of neuro-linguistic programming and hypnotic language.
Is that why I love him?
It must be. It must be.
I love Obama. Why are you hurting him? You know, when I've taken the Obama callers, sometimes they call in desperate going, you're a horrible liar. Why are you doing this? Don't you talk about him? And they're real people. We put them on hold and say, is this a joke? And they're like, no, you devil. No, you devil. Wow. They actually believe it. He's like raping the poor, just annihilating them.
When is the apology coming to you? Because you warned about the drones, and they called you a kook for saying there are going to be drones in the sky. Now it's
now they're like, death anyway. Panels are good.
Right. What about the NDAA? You warned about the NDAA.
That wasn't hard.
Obama played possum. He signed it on, what, New Year's Eve, right? When no one was...
Maybe he didn't sign it. Let's just say he didn't.
Well, he robo-signed it.
Government loves me. Did you hear about how Gibbs came out and said we were told to just say drones don't exist?
Yeah, right.
Drones don't exist.
Right, right. Well, that's a vindication of everything you've talked about right here at InfoWars.
But it shows how it's meant to be over the top where you're just standing there.
Things are so insane today in terms of reality manipulation. I think, you know, I like the fact that you've talked to David Icke recently because David talks about the reality shaping and, you know, multi-dimensional you know, people moving in and out of realities. I don't know if that's literal or metaphorical, but reality is being twisted by people like Gibbs, people like Obama, people like Clinton.
Well, that's what Karl Rove said. He said, we control reality and we'll change it tomorrow and you will dutifully do as we're told. And the media said, yes, sir. We'll be right back with Mike Adams.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs. And I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
Gentlemen, we got Mike Adams here with us. Your calls are coming up. All right, Mike, you came in here to get into some really big breaking health news that is so important. But first off, tell the TV viewers, but describe it for radio listeners, about Obama Bites made in China. What is this? And go over the ingredients. Did you come up with this?
Yeah, you know, I always like to bring a little bit of satire with me in the studio. But so we have a new nutritional product formulated by Obama called Obama Bites Daily Chewable Multivitamin. And it's got all sorts of trace minerals in it that you can see here, including obomnesium. You know, a lot of supplements have magnesium and, you know, zinc, but this has obomnesium, which causes you to forget history all the way back to 1776. So you forget American history. This mineral is really powerful. Squeezium, that helps the TSA do its job better. Squeezium. That's a nice trace mineral there. We've got hypnolium, dystopium, and even fukushimium for extra energy for your cells.
Ann Coulter agrees with that.
Yeah, she does. No, she should take this. This takes some Obama.
She said the Japanese should be thankful for their children dying of radiation.
Yes, yes. We've got radon in here. That's useful for raw milk because the government conducts a raid on raw milk.
Well, plus, they mine the stuff for the fluoride out of the uranium mine, so it actually has radon and stuff in it.
Yes, it does. Yes. And this is, of course, made in China, and it's probably all GMO, but it's not listed on the label.
Well, all I care about is that it not be organic. Obviously, GMO is what you need.
Apparently. But anyway, I'll leave that here for the studio in case you guys want to have fun.
You know, the great part about it is there's too many people, so it'll reduces your life, you were saying, like by at least 30, 40 years?
Oh, yeah. And plus, we've got the feinsteinium mineral in here so that you live under tyranny. Actually, that was a government experimental mineral that was used to see if they could turn a female gargoyle into a U.S. senator. And they were successful.
Man, that stuff's incredible.
am I going overboard here?
No, I think this is awesome. I mean, I'm realizing... Can you have like Obama Bites Plus later that has like Stalinism?
Yeah, that's a great idea. Sure, we can have version 2, version 3, you name it. It will probably be USDA approved for the school lunch program.
Well, radiating it, spraying live viruses on it is. And of course, you know, a lot of soft drinks have fire retardant in it that causes liver cancer.
Yeah. But you can't use the word retardant. That's not politically correct.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it has to be fire... Impaired, I think, is the...
Or fire resistant.
Fire resistant. There we go. We got to watch our language here on your show.
I'm sorry. I didn't know I was a racist. See, I just showed that it's there.
Well, apparently you are lacking hypnolium, which is in this formula. You need more hypnolium. That helps you watch CNN and believe it.
Instead of it being a really scary comedy?
A green screen.
Horror comedy. Special. CNN actually is like horror comedy. Oh, Zero Dark Thirty didn't win an Academy Award. It should have for Best Fiction. Screenplay.
Of course. But anyway, speaking of fiction, we have the actual real news that I came here to break with you today.
Yeah. We're going to break in 3 minutes, so give us a preview of what's coming up.
Well, so we've uncovered a couple of big things happening. Number one, there's two stories I'm bringing here today. Number one is the FDA is being petitioned by the dairy industry to be able to change the definition of milk to include aspartame that's not listed on the label.
Mm. Now, that's almost as good as turning a gargoyle into a female senator. You know, we were talking to the break. We are starting to go crazy. Stuff's getting so weird.
Well, what can you do? You got to laugh at it. You got to make fun of it.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
This story was...
All the dead kids isn't funny, though. I forgot.
This was written up. I think Activist Post first found this. We wrote it and just published it a couple hours ago also, giving them credit. But the petition is real. The dairy industry wants to put aspartame in eggnog, yogurt, milk, cream, half and half, all of that, without listing it on the label. Hidden. It's called an additive to change the identity of milk.
I think that's a great idea because I don't want to eat it and die of brain cancer. And all these big studies are coming out. CBS News had to admit last week that it is killing people, giving them type 2 diabetes. That's reasonable. Just like California supposedly voted down not knowing if something's GMO. I think that's reasonable. Well, I don't want to know if something
unreasonable about.
I mean, I get a violent headache and then a migraine if I eat MSG, and they're able to hide that name. I think that's reasonable.
Well, of course,
you know, I'm violently allergic to it, and I shouldn't be able to know.
And they argue that this is for the children.
Of course, it is
for the children. So they want the aspartame.
Well, you saw Michelle Obama on the Academy Awards.
Yeah,
I mean, she cares about the kids.
I didn't watch that, but I heard
it's all about the calories, not about what you're eating. So I guess if like cyanide, say had it's low calorie.
Well, mercury's low.
You calorie. Never eat again, you die. I mean,
you have like mercury in the milk, like metal milk, liquid metal.
As long as it's low calorie.
There's hardly any calories in mercury. We should add it to Obama Bites, man.
Well, no, the Journal of Pediatrics actually says
Mercury's good for you.
Have you heard they want to put kids on serotonin reuptake inhibitors ahead of the vaccine? They say it makes the vaccine better.
More effective, yeah. Doubles the potency.
By the way, we're not joking. We've now reached total cuckoo.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. That's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I promise, you know you're holding. Have your questions ready and we'll get to you. For everybody holding, I'm your host, Alex Jones. Mike Adams is here. Mike, we always have fun behind the scenes and people are seeing that here. But some of what we're saying was joking. We weren't joking about last week. They were saying, we want kids to take psychotropics because they help the vaccine work better. Doesn't matter, that doesn't make sense. Or the Journal of Pediatrics says mercury is actually good for your child's brain. And I can play that news clip. There's several psychological tactics here, but on record, they do it to just totally freak people out where the normalcy bias is so wild, the government could be barbecuing children in front of you and it would be normal. That's what the military drills are about. They admit is to acclimate us because this system is run by scientific psychiatrists. And the truth is, though, they're a bunch of crazy people and they came from domesticated megacities, most of them. That's their blind spot, is that most of these technocrats themselves are completely insane and can hardly wipe their own noses.
They are insane. If you took a classically trained doctor from just one generation ago, let's say somebody who went through med school in the 1970s or even the 1960s, if they could fast forward to today and look at this, they would think society is insane. They know you don't give vaccines to pregnant women. They know you don't dose up infants on psychiatric drugs. They know that infants shouldn't drink fluosilicic acid, you know, fluoride. So even the medical truth, the conventional scientific truth of medicine has been so contorted into an agenda of mass poisoning.
The insane now call us insane.
Absolutely, yeah. And the thing is, insane people always eventually self-destruct. So this insane system of medicine, the insane system of politics, the insane system of tyranny, of malnutrition, all of these things are going to implode.
We've just got to survive it.
That's exactly it. And economics and finance, of course, another insane system, derivatives. So the name of the game here for us and all of our listeners out there is to survive it. To simply, survival is victory. For the next 50 years, survival is victory. If you live through it, then you're...
That's what I've always said. People think if your kids grow up and have kids, you had victory. Survival is victory.
That's exactly
resistance is victory.
Yeah, right.
Resistance simply just being there.
And this is why it's so crucial for people to get out of the cities, but then to get into nutrition and grow as much of their own food as they can, supplement what they can't grow. Because, you know, nutrition for patriots is a very powerful and very important concept. It is patriots who need to survive, who need to have the physical stamina, who need to have the sensitivity of vision at night.
We will inherit the earth.
Because we're the ones who are healthy and sane. That's it. You know, the insane people in Washington, who by the way, have never plowed a field, never milked a cow, nothing. They think they know what the real world is when they live in their you know, palaces that are complete artificial.
And by the way, you're running news companies, health companies, all of this, while milking goats and cows and chickens and getting to be an expert shot at 1,000 yards with a Barrett.
Well, the milking season for my goats is over right now, so I'm not milking the goats anymore. But I did milk the goats for many, many months and drank raw goat's milk. And for some reason, the government didn't come raid me.
That is so extreme. Whoa.
Yeah.
Guys, did you hit the delay just now? That profanity? Okay, you got it. Okay.
But, my most expensive vehicle is a John Deere tractor, for real. It really is.
You've got a tractor? That's a terrorist right there.
Yeah, when you hook up a big 15-foot shredder to the back of it, it is kind of a terror weapon. It can really knock some things around. But, when I'm not working, when I'm not writing content, I'm on my farm. That's what I do. That's what I would rather do, frankly.
That's another point. We could make our own armored vehicles pretty quick.
Actually, we could. What I like to do is I like to go buy the 1970 models, 70 through 79 John Deere tractors. Many of them were actually made just solid iron, you know, well, not solid, but a lot of steel and iron in them. Very little plastic and no circuits. So when you have an EMP attack from, let's say, North Korea, that's in the news right now, when all the electronics are...
It'll be the globalists that do it, yeah, and blame them.
Still use your tractor. And if you store some fuel and you have a 1975 John Deere, you can still farm.
And then if things get bad, you just weld a steel cage around it, and you're ready for road warrior.
You are, yeah. Or you just park that sucker, out your driveway as a barrier, you know, or weld apparatus onto it. Put yourself a gun port on that sucker. You have a John Deere 50 cal.
Well, here's the deal. The globalists are arming against us. They're acting like we don't know. And the public's just running around grabbing weapons saying we know they're evil. I mean, do they have any idea what they've done, these dumb little commies?
No. And also, you know, I think liberals and gun grabbers, they think that someone can just pick up a firearm and immediately know how to use it. They think they'll be able to do it.
Oh, I've seen them on the White House petition dreaming about their new federal militia and how they're going to hunt us down.
Right. So funny. Really funny. The first time they get a jam, the war's over. Because the veterans and the patriots know how to, you know, tap and rack, reload, clear a jam, do all this kind of stuff. And they also know how to shoot at long range. I mean... You know, a typical 50 cal Barrett.
Well, no, they plan to sit in command centers and have drones go out and get us. But sorry, they don't have their robot army ready yet.
No. So they're not going to be nearly as effective as they think they are. They also think that a 9mm handgun will blow you physically across the room and out the window because that's what they see in their movies. They don't realize that's a very weak round.
Well, they do that to scare people from getting into guns.
Well, exactly. Exactly. So, you know, veterans and patriots with rifles, they are the backbone of America. And I know maybe you didn't mean for us to slip back into this topic, but that is the backbone of America, and that's what's going to restore.
Absolutely. Hit the health news.
All right. So here we go. some big breaking news on organics out of China. Now, organic is still the best thing going. You want organic over conventional food for sure. But here's a big aha that most people don't realize. USDA organic standards do not limit the amount of contamination of organic foods. Organic can have, depending on where it's grown, it can have high levels of mercury, cadmium, arsenic, lead, even aluminum, pesticides, and so on. Organic does not test for contamination levels. Organic is a certification of how something is grown, not the result that comes out of the farm. So when you have China growing foods now being certified organic and imported into the U.S. and sold in the USA, you got to start thinking about how clean is that food really, even though it's organic. China, 90% of the water supply serving the cities is severely contaminated.
I have an article now about cancer villages.
Cancer villages. Now admitted by the Chinese government because it's so toxic to live there.
That sounds liberal.
40% of the rivers are severely contaminated. Some of the rivers you can light on fire. They've got so much petrol.
And the river flows by the Al Gore-controlled factories with the suicide nets.
Probably.
But that's liberal.
Well, of course. I'm sure those factories discharge toxic waste directly into the river.
But that's liberal.
Well, right.
I mean, Obama's got a peace prize.
But what's happening, Alex, is that organic farmers in the U.S. are being put out of business. Jobs, agricultural jobs, are shifting to China because China does not enforce any environmental regulations.
So that's the plan. Food. You put rules here where we can't operate, then shift there, and then label toxic waste organic.
Yes, yes.
And then if you don't like toxic waste, you're racist.
So the key to people is check the country of origin. Organic grown in the USA is clean. Organic grown in Canada is clean.
That's racist. I'm serious. Go ahead.
Here, have some Obama bites. Organic grown in Europe is clean. Organic grown in China is questionable. And we did some lab tests, and we found that levels of certain metals of so-called organic superfoods coming out of China was 10 times higher than the levels of the same superfood grown in Taiwan. And you don't normally think of Taiwan as a super pristine place, but compared to China, it's a lot cleaner. So you've got to start asking yourself, where does your organic food come from? And if you want to support America and you want to support American farmers, it's important to start buying organic food that's made in
America. And by the way, you're just amazing, Mike. I've got to say it. With all the stuff you're doing, you have articles at naturalnews.com. You're not just saying this, where you have the labs and the tests and what you did. I mean, you're doing this kind of stuff every day.
I'm just trying to keep up with InfoWars, frankly. You guys are really...
Oh, no.
Heading this...
You know, it makes me feel good to know there's people like you out there, buddy. Well, I tell you, the more the merrier. It's very exciting.
Look, my thing is, I'm a whistleblower, okay? I'm an investigative journalist whistleblower. I like to have a little fun with, you know, Obama bites, multivitamins.
Don't give them ideas. They'll put out cyanide pills and say, the children have now flown to their Lord. But Obama is Christ. Take the cyanide, children.
As you know, we set up our store several months ago, and we started sourcing ingredients. I was shocked to find what was in this stuff. For example, fruit powders coming from China that are conventionally grown. Did you know that nearly all of them are contaminated with genetically modified corn maltodextrin, and it's not listed on the label, and it doesn't have to be listed. So you're buying, let's say, a pomegranate powder that's imported from China, looks really cheap on Amazon.com or eBay, that might be up to 30% GMO maltodextrin that's not even...
So the big news is, don't eat food from China.
Well,
it's a no-brainer.
I think there are probably exceptions. You know, goji berries from China are pretty clean. There are probably other exceptions, but we need to question organics from China and regular food.
Well, look, the globalists have totally destroyed the poor Chinese people. They have set up their global factory to leverage everybody else out while setting regulations to make everything go there where they own. It's a consolidation operation.
Well, yeah. I mean, and also people think about buying food from China. They don't think about, wow, that's a communist regime that militarily.
Well, you saw the articles where they have secret greenhouses for the elite.
Right.
Because things are so toxic, they grow the food taxpayer paid for themselves. Guys, type in Chinese elite, eat different food than public.
That's the solution long term. Even for us here in the U.S., is to grow in greenhouses. You're not getting the fallout from chemtrails. You're not getting the fallout from the China pollution that is exported out of China, you know, through the trade winds and actually dumps on the Midwest. So today, if you're growing food outdoors, you are getting some level of contamination that you can avoid.
But you've seen, like, in Oklahoma and places, they're saying, we don't want you to have a garden in your backyard. You might grow marijuana. No. I mean, what a free country.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, prisoner, you don't grow a garden, scum. So I think it's bad to have it in the greenhouse. It could be illegal.
Well, and especially
thank God the drones
grow lights or grow pumps, you know, circulating water, that's going to show up on your smart meter electric bill. The smart meter knows you're using grow lights, and they're going to say that might be marijuana.
Well, they admit that.
Yeah. No, that's admitted.
No, I know people in Austin. In fact, one group was going to, this is a long time ago, going to UT to get her botany degree. That was my buddy's girlfriend. They didn't even smoke pot, you know, like sports addict folks. And they SWAT teamed them and broke all their stuff and got in their face and handcuffed them on the ground.
Wow.
Because they had I can't remember, was it like a plumber or something, and they saw grow lights back there and orchids. like oh my gosh, that plant looks like marijuana. So you get a SWAT team, and all she's trying to do is grow the orchid. Well, because you don't have plants growing at your house in America.
No, apparently it's.
I mean, now even a Buckeye sticker, you're going to get pulled over.
But growing your own food is an act of resistance. You know, organic farming, local farming is an act of resistance against the system. And Alex, an exciting technology to check out, and we're going to be researching this. We're actually going to set this up. It's called aquaculture. You produce vegetables and fish at the same time, and they share the same water.
Self-contained.
The fish emulsion grows the plants. The plant byproducts feed the fish. And it's all done indoors. You get high-quality, super-clean protein and vegetables.
Sounds terrorist.
At the same time.
Sounds terrorist.
Well, but that, I think growth, greenhouses that grow this could be key to resisting the death agenda that's out there right now. And what they want to secretly put in the milk and secretly put into the cows and the cow feed.
Yeah, yeah, because you covered that earlier. I saw that in the news. They're moving now to put aspartame in the milk and not tell you.
Right, right. They want you to drink. They want to change the definition of milk to say milk can now include.
Well, they're putting aspartame in everything, and they know it kills the pancreas, cancer, and it's now admitted. And they're killing us, but they're good people.
Well, it's like Melissa Melton did a piece on aspartame in chewing gum. But at least in chewing gum, it's listed on the label. But this petition, if the FDA approves this, aspartame would be in milk that you don't even know is in there. Your only choice to avoid aspartame would be to stop buying all milk and yogurt and cream products. That's your only option.
And see, the reason they want it is it's addicting. It's an excitotoxin.
It's a neurotoxin.
Exactly. It's an excitoneurotoxin. We have a Dr. Blaylock on that's poisonous. That's in the medical literature.
Yeah.
So it's an addictive speed. And they're killing us. And then everyone's going to go, well, we got diabetes, well, we got breast cancer, and then go to the very medical system that's killing you.
But it also potentiates the toxicity of vaccines. So if you look at the mercury, the aluminum, the MSG, and the formaldehyde that is admittedly in vaccines, CDC admits that. We documented it at National News. If you combine that then with aspartame and excitotoxins that are secretly put into milk, you have a multiplication effect of basically a lobotomy, which is what the system wants. They want you to be so lobotomized.
No, that's why a lot of the public can't talk hardly.
I know.
They can just go, Cowboys.
And they can't think. They can't.
49ers.
They can't watch.
Hey, Obama cut my taxes. Obama give me phone. And it's like, what? Government good. Government. Love government.
Oh, that was a good zombie piece. I think John Baum gets the Oscar award for the best.
Maybe Dan Bondi, yeah.
On that piece. But yeah, they want people to be able to look at their paycheck and have the deduction for Obamacare and think, oh, that's not a deduction. That's a bonus. That's the way they want people so twisted. That's a bonus.
And then they take money, though, out of your check on top of it.
Well, yeah, but you're not supposed to be able to do math. You know, this is a thing. You know, like getting back to sniper rifles, being a good sniper requires you to do a lot of math. You know, you got to calculate a lot of things.
The wind, the Coriolis.
Spin drift, you know, the ballistics, the dope chart of that specific cartridge, everything. If you can't do math, you can't be a good sniper, period.
Well, it won't matter soon. It's all going to be robots.
Well, but my point is, this is why.
And by the way, a robot doesn't look like what you think it is. It's a Humvee that drives up with a 50 mounted that's where the robot is just a computer in there running the whole thing.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
Right. No, it can have any physical appearance whatsoever.
Go ahead.
Well, my point is that if we the people who believe in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, if we take care of our health, and Ben Fuchs is a great guest that you have on who agrees with all this, if we take care of our health, we're going to have the clarity of mind to achieve victory no matter what comes our way. So that's the optimistic look at all this.
Well, victory is what you said, and the journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. It starts with really realizing this is a scientific takeover using our energy to build a self-replicating robotic technocracy to make humans obsolete. And they're selling us on us being obsolete and that we're scum right now and a self-fulfilling prophecy. So we stand down and invert our life force system, invert our survival instinct into a destructive instinct. We have to just simply flip it back the direction it's supposed to go. We're designed to do that and pull out at every level with hatred. And I say that with love for our families. It's more than hatred. Directed total commitment against the enemy. And folks, you're saying, well, how do I do that? Realize they're attacking you. I mean, you know, this is serious business, folks. Wow, they're killing kids everywhere. I mean, you go to the cemetery now every weekend, they're burying little kids down the street from here. I mean, they're murdering little children begging for mommy at age 3 as they die of cancer.
And look at
they're murdering us, murdering filth.
The cancer industry gives you poison and calls it a treatment for cancer. And the number one side effect of chemotherapy is cancer. I mean, it's insane. It's as insane as treating sickness with mercury that they did 100 years ago.
Well, the point is, and the average doctor's compartmentalized, they are attacking us on every level.
Every level. Biochemical.
Well, humans have always been predators, so we've set up a system where it's a predatory system on humans.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
By the way, Mike Adams was late getting here today, because they shut down some of the highways. The wind was so high. I noticed that driving into work this morning. My truck was blowing all over the highway, and I guess it got a lot faster.
Yeah, the wind gusts were quite severe, and the cops are real busy right now all around Austin. There's a lot going on out there.
Weird. I guess the highways got shut down from wrecks.
Right. Or signs or power lines getting blown onto the highway or something. I don't know what it was. But, yeah, I barely made it here today, which I'm usually 30 minutes early.
Oh, we're not bringing up the fact that you're late, brother. It's nothing. Let's jam in a few calls. You got the most of it. You're going to be in here Friday on the broadcast. I'll be working as well, but not on air. Probably be jumping in here and interrupting.
Probably just jump on in, man.
Only show that can interrupt myself.
It's fun to have a dialogue with you, actually.
Hey, let's talk to, that's what happens when we hang out. Let's talk to Tim in Arizona. I want to talk about the Fed. Go ahead, extremist.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Mike. It's an honor talking with both of you guys. I'm a little bit nervous, first-time caller, and also a first-time evil gun owner.
Well, you need Obama bites. Feinsteinium would help you be able to lie to people better and be cold-blooded reptile.
Sure. Yep. I'm also a prison plan member, and I've been taking the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and actually used it for my first full Ironman triathlon in November. I did the full thing without having to walk, and I think that those vitamins were just great. And also last month I had to interact with a guy who had the flu, and I knew that if I took enough of those vitamins, I would be okay. And actually,
well, InfoWarsHealth.com and buying them there also supports us, so thank you, brother. What's your point on the Fed?
Okay, I had to take a class when I was in college on the Federal Reserve, and I was one of three people in the class who was not on this Federal Reserve Challenge team. We ended up winning the national competition against all the Harvards, Yales, MITs, et cetera. And the motto of our class actually was, in Fed we trust, as disgusting as that sounds. But never once in that class did they mention that the Federal Reserve gets a 6% dividend. And so I'm thinking, if I took an entire class on the Federal Reserve in college, was a finance major, have all my stockbroker's licenses, how did I not even know that? And because I had a guy tell me it was private. I thought he was full of crap. I set out to prove him wrong.
Well, technically it's a quasi-governmental power because it has government power, but it's private shareholders of private banks that form a holding company. So behind it is private groups, and it is technically private, yes.
Yep, but my question is, I know that you had a long time ago, you had Walter Burian on to talk about the comprehensive annual financial reports, and I was wondering just how what that would look like if you were ever to have him on again.
I need to do that. About 80%, they've been doing this since the 50s, about 80% of government taxes, county, city, doesn't matter, are put in offshore slush funds. So when you hear about budgets, it's around 20% now, all the money they're spending, we're over budget, need to raise taxes again, it's a total scam. And the gas taxes, that goes offshore, most of it. They're talking about shutting all the parks down in Texas, the state parks, and it turns out the entire $150 plus million takes about $45 million to run it. The $150 million dollars that they get from sporting goods sales, it's all just taken and given away to offshore banks. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, California is probably the worst example of this. There's so many slush funds there. We investigated it and did a story on that as well. But it's true that people in positions of government, whether it's state or federal, they see that their hand is in the cookie jar. They have an opportunity.
Oh, no, they invest the government money in companies their wife works at.
There we go.
And you never see
Feinsteinium.
Feinsteinium,
example right there. Insider trading is routine.
Everywhere. And they know we're waking up, so they're creating huge brigades of police with automatic weapons and drones, training with targets of our families to kill us.
7,000 rifles, DHS just bought them. Assault rifles, full auto, and they call them personal defense weapons.
Criminal government, that mafia government that has stolen everything and now wants you dead. They've stolen the whole planet. Now they say it's their planet, they're going to kill us, here comes the drones.
Have some aspartame milk for breakfast and some aspartame yogurt. You won't even know it's in there. How could it hurt you?
You don't even know who you are by the time they're done with it. You won't worry about aspartame anymore when you're 6 feet under. More calls coming up. Eat your aspartame.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.